Well, I'm having the chance to sit down with former Congressman Joanne Emerson from my home state of Missouri, and she just got done talking to us a little bit about what she's doing here in Washington, D.C., and she is currently the very first woman CEO of the National Rural Electric Cooperative Association. And first of all, I'd just like to have you comment on that and tell me a little bit about what that role means to you.
Thank you, Jamie, and it's great to talk to you. I'm very, very proud that I was selected by the board of directors of NRECA to serve as their leader. But I consider myself more than a leader to be a really good listener, mm-hmm. and it's what I did in my job on Capitol Hill. And to me, when you represent 42 million Americans, which our cooperative electric cooperatives do all over the country, it's really important to listen and try to meet the concerns of those members who are your bosses. And we can never forget that. And it's a huge privilege, and I love it. I've traveled to almost every single state, some many more times than once. Since I started 2 years ago, I have 4 states left, but I did 83 trips in 19 months, wow. and I'm getting ready to hit the road again here in a couple weeks.
You talked about a few things that, and you know, pushing that diversity down to the local rural electric cooperatives is another goal of yours. Kind of expands on and the future goals you have for the organization.
Well, first of all, the most important thing that we need to do is to not only tell our story nationwide, tell our story to our member owners, our consumers who are part of our co-ops. And because co-ops are different than investor-owned utilities or even municipal utilities, I mean, we are concerned about our communities. We believe that we have to be involved and engaged in economic and community development opportunities because it's critical that our communities are there for our children and their children, and so we want to make them vibrant and strong. That's one of the things I love about working with electric co-ops all over the country. Secondly, it's really important for us to meet our members where our members are. In other words, let's listen to what our members are asking us, be able to communicate with our members the way they're accustomed to being communicated to, whether it's through social media, and certainly younger people use social media, whether it's Instagram, whether it's texting and the like. And we need to be able to do that so that we remain relevant to them. And I don't want all of our co-ops to be considered just another electric company because mm-hmm. we're so much more than that. And then we really need to be sure that we're reflecting our communities. I mean, I'm very privileged to be the first CEO who is a female at NRECA. There have only been 4 people mm-hmm. before me since we were born 73 years ago. But on the other hand, it's I think healthy for us to be able to bring younger people into some of our boards and to make sure that we have women who are represented, because usually half of our communities are with women. Mm-hmm. So anyway, we work on those things, and I hope that my constituency now, who are our co-op leaders around the country, I think that they really understand how important this is.
Another really important issue when it comes to rural communities is internet access and high-speed internet access. Where are we with the stages?
Well, I know, having served 30 rural counties in Missouri, how frustrating it is for there not to be high-speed internet access. And I remember I was so excited when we got 3G and then we got 4G, and yet now that's slow. A lot of our rural co-ops are working to provide high-speed broadband. And the best thing about being able to have access to fiber and to high-speed internet is if somebody wants to, on the one hand, be a stay-at-home mom, and on the other hand, actually have a business out of her home while she's a stay-at-home mom, writing a blog, doing photography, trying to get business, you name it, this is the best way to do it mm-hmm. because you can communicate with people, and because the way that communication is done these days, which is so much through technology, it allows somebody so much more flexibility. And so our co-op, our Missouri Association of Co-ops, based out of Jeff City, is working with our individual Missouri co-ops to look for cost-effective ways to bring this high-speed internet to our customers. It's real expensive, but the big companies like AT&T and Verizon just are not going to come to our small, tiny rural communities. And so we have a good opportunity here, but it will change people's lives once we do it.
Well, it'll change mine because working from home full time, I need high-speed internet, and it does make a difference. So you hit the nail on the head when you described me sitting right here. Any other issues that you feel pressing that you would like to communicate back to our rural communities from here in D.C.?
Well, you know, we're always fighting excess government regulation, particularly when agencies like the Environmental Protection Agency think they know what's best for our rural Missouri constituents. And sadly, they really don't understand all of the challenges facing rural America because we have lack of access, as you say, to broadband, lack of access to health care in many cases, and lack of access to the types of things that people in metropolitan areas are accustomed to having. Mm-hmm. And therefore, it costs more for us to live in many cases in rural America. Sure, housing might be less, but we got to drive farther to the grocery store, we got to drive farther to the feed store, or what have you. And so when you impose a one-size-fits-all regulation on everybody, it doesn't work that way. And so it's very costly. And when we have people who, you know, who haven't had a raise in many, many years, who are living on a fixed income, this hurts them. And government regulation across the board, whether it's with the Environmental Protection Agency, whether it's with the Corps of Engineers, whether it's the Fish and Wildlife Service, if we could just bring common sense, practical solutions to solve problems and make them voluntary instead of mandated, we'd be really making a big difference in this country.
Well, thank you, Joanne, for taking a few minutes to chat with me. Once again, talking with former Congresswoman Joanne Emerson, now CEO of the National Rural Electric Cooperative Association here in Washington, D.C. I'm Jamie Johansson.